Title: The Government's Take on Materiality After Escobar. Content: Following the Supreme Court's decision in Universal Health Services Incorporated v. United States ex rel. Escobar, 136S, CT 1989, 2016, we expected significant False Claims Act litigation over the Act's materiality standard. Such litigation is a direct consequence of Escobar's holding, which does not limit the implied certification theory to violations of conditions of payment, 1, and emphasizes the Act's demanding materiality standard. Escobar and Escobar, the court explained that whether a misrepresentation of compliance with a statutory, regulatory, or contractual requirement is material to the government's payment decision may depend on several factors. These factors include the following: importance, an objective test, whether a reasonable man, acting on the government's behalf, would attach importance to the representation in determining his choice of action in the transaction, at 2003. It follows that a reasonable person would not attach importance to a violation that is minor or insubstantial. ID at 2003. Government knowledge/government treatment of violations, a subjective test, whether the government knew of a claim's falsity and nevertheless paid the claim, which would tend to negate a finding of materiality. ID at 2003. This argument is also known as the so-called government knowledge defense, conversely, evidence that the defendant knows that the government consistently refuses to pay claims in the mine run of cases based on non-compliance supports a finding of materiality. ID labels used whether the government has expressly identified, IED, a provision as a condition of payment, although such identification is relevant but not automatically dispositive, ID at 2002. Essence of the bargain: whether the regulatory, statutory, or contractual violation goes to the essence of the bargain, ID at 2003 N.5. Government's positions on materiality: in the 3 months since Escobar, the government has filed briefs in several cases, arguing for its particular interpretation of materiality. 2. The government's arguments in these cases are based primarily on the above language from Escobar, in which the court defined some of the factors relevant to a materiality analysis. These arguments, a sample of which are set forth below, show the government is determined to use language from Escobar to expand the Act's reach. First, in late July, the government filed a statement of interest in a non-intervened CATAM in a Ninth Circuit District Court, brought against a company that allegedly violated the Act by submitting claims for payment to the Department of Education when it knew it was not complying with a statutory ban on incentive compensation to student recruiters. The ban, also known as the ICB, is meant to curb the risk that student recruiters will sign up poorly qualified students, who will likely be unable or unwilling to repay federally guaranteed student loans. The court in this case had denied summary judgment to the defendant. However, the defendant requested reconsideration of that decision in light of Escobar. In its statement of interest, which was filed in connection with the defendant's reconsideration request, the government emphasized that Escobar had reaffirmed prior case law finding that material means having a natural tendency to influence, or be capable of influencing, the payment or receipt of money or property. In discussing the factors from Escobar, mentioned above, the government carefully avoided the court's characterization of the materiality standard as demanding, instead concluding that materiality is a flexible standard that can be met in a variety of circumstances. The government then argued that the Escobar factors weighed in favor of materiality in the case at hand because the violations of the ICB are significant, since they would likely result in five-figure commissions that by any measure would be a significant amount of remuneration with the potential to influence recruiters in their decisions about how and who to recruit. This argument appears to respond to Escobar's demand that actionable violations not be minor or insubstantial. Read in context, however, this demand requires that violations be significant to the government. The government's focus, therefore, on the significance of remuneration to recruiters is odd. The Department of Education Conside.